Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
First John 3:19. He said, hereby we know that we're of the truth and shall assure our hearts before Him. Assure what?
Our heart.
For if our heart condemns us, if what condemns us? It is true that God's not condemning you for sins Jesus paid for. That is true. But it's also true that if you violate light, right here, right now, even though you're born again, your heart will bother you. Now tell me you don't know that's true. Come on. You know, since you've been born again, has your heart ever bothered you?
Yes.
About something you did or didn't do?
Yes.
That was, sometimes I've heard people say that I was in that service and I heard that message and man, God really condemned me about some things. No, He didn't. No, you got it wrong. No. No, the Holy Spirit convinced you of the truth and light and what is right. And in that light, you saw you had messed up and come short. And at that point, your heart condemned you, not God. God's not condemning me. Thank God. God's not condemning me. The Holy Spirit's not condemning me. But if my heart is bothering me, I need to get that fixed. Don't I? If I don't. Well, read the very next thing. If our heart condemns us, back up to verse 20. If our heart condemns us, God's greater than our heart. He knows all things. What does that mean? Don't run from Him. Don't try to hide. He already knows. Is that right? He already knows. Are you kidding? You can't hide anything from Him. So what do? Run
to him.
And do what?
Confess
it. Lord, I knew better than that. I knew what your word says. I knew, why'd you do it? Flesh, right? Why'd you do it? Lazy, whatever, you know. Verse 21, if our heart condemns us not, then we have what?
Confidence
toward God to come right on up boldly to the very throne of grace. Who? You? Yeah, me. With everything you've messed up and done. Yeah, but I've repented.
Amen.
And I've received forgiveness and cleansing and washing, and that causes my heart to no longer condemn me, because I know I'm washed by the blood of the Lamb, and my confidence just comes right up. Hallelujah. And you can believe God for anything.
Amen.
We have confidence toward God. What's the next verse say? And whatever we ask, we get it. Oh, somebody say, glory to God. Glory to God. But, now let's just stop right here. But what if you violate light? You do what you know you shouldn't have done. You don't do what you know you should, but you won't admit it. You won't repent. You won't confess it. You want to act like nothing happened. You want everybody to just pretend nothing happened. Let's go on. What's going to happen? Your heart is going to continue to condemn you and bother you, and you will not have confidence toward God, and you won't feel comfortable trying to draw near to God. You won't feel comfortable being around people if you think they know it and it's not dealt with. Say it out loud. It must be dealt with.
Must be dealt with.
Why didn't God just look at Adam and Eve and go, I knew you was going to mess up, so just forget about it. Okay, let's just pretend this never happened. You might think that's a good idea, but you're not God. He had told them what would happen. Why? Because there are laws, spiritual laws, that work and happen whether you think so or not. And when you violate and sin, death results. But thank God, He didn't just write us off. He could have left us in our condemnation and sin and destruction. He loved us so much. For God so loved the world, He was not content with us being separated from Him. He wanted us to be able to come back in to close, intimate fellowship with Him, and for Him to be able to treat us like we had never made a mistake. And there was a way. I said there was a way. He could justly, righteously, fairly do it if somebody else paid the price. Hallelujah. Who deserved no punishment. It had to be a man who had never sinned. And up to that point, Jesus came, that had never happened. But there came one, born of a virgin. Oh, somebody say glory to God. Who lived and died and was tempted in all points, just like us, yet without sin. Never one sin. So because He deserved no punishment of His own, He qualified to take our place. The spotless Lamb of God. Oh, somebody say, thank You, Lord.
Thank You, Lord.
Thank You, Lord. And because of that blood that was shed of His to pay for that, there can be no reconciliation without redemption. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. It has to be fixed. The Bible said fools make a mock at sin. There are a lot of people today, even church-going people, they make light of sin. Oh, it's no big deal, you know. And just plan on sinning and say, well, you know, yeah, I'm going to mess up, but I'll just 1 John 1:9 it when I get through. You don't know how serious this is. You don't know what a price Jesus paid. No, we should walk in the light. You can go days, you can go weeks, you can go months, you can go years and not sin. Did you hear me, saints? Jesus went His entire life. Now there are people that tell you, you can't go through a day without sinning. That's a lie. If you can't help but sin, you shouldn't be required to repent, because it's not really your fault. You couldn't help it. The very fact you have to repent shows you could have done something different if you had been willing to and chosen to. Praise be to God. Let's just lift our hands right now and thank the Lord for what He's done for us. Lord, we thank You. We worship You. Thank You for paying the price. Thank You for making it possible that we could be reconciled to You, that we could have the fellowship, complete fullness of peace and joy. We thank You for it in Jesus' name. Just keep your eyes closed for a minute. If you know you need to make some things right with Him, do it right now. You don't have to walk an aisle. You don't have to tell somebody else if it's between you and the Lord. If it is between you and your brother, you can make a commitment right now that after the service or as soon as you can, you're going to endeavor to straighten that up with them. You're going to call them or talk to them do what you need to do. But you got to get your heart free of this self-condemnation. So just close your eyes and let me lead you in this prayer, and then we'll pray a little bit in the Spirit as well. Say it out loud. Father God, I believe in You. I believe in Your Son, Jesus, the Christ, the Anointed One. I believe You sent Him.
I believe
And he died on the cross and paid the price and redeemed me, bought me from my sins, and that you raised him from the dead, and that he is alive right now. Jesus, I confess you as Lord, as Savior of my life. I receive what you've done for me. Now, as we take just a moment, if you know you violated light, don't pretend you didn't do that. Don't ignore it. Deal with it right now. Do what he said. Confess it to him. You can do it inside you. You can do it under your breath, but confess it. It may just be a matter of you saying, Lord, I know I did that. I know I shouldn't have. I don't care if you did it, you know, an hour ago. It's still in the past. You say, I confess that's not right. I confess that's a violation of what I know. I confess. I judge that. And I judge myself that that's not right. And I receive. Come on, say it out loud. Say it first of all this way. I judge myself so I won't be judged. I acknowledge my sins, my mistakes, my violation of light. You know, the New Testament uses things to describe sin that you won't see in the Old Testament. It says, whatever's not of faith is sin. And not trusting him on something is sin. And there have been times that you didn't trust or we didn't trust. We should confess that. There have been times we didn't do what we knew to do. We should confess that. Not live in condemnation. Not think God's against us, because he's not. But we got to do something about this self-condemnation inside. We must receive. So say it out loud. I repent for violating light. I repent for not trusting you. And I know you love me. And Jesus has paid for every sin, every failure, every mistake, and by faith, I receive. You said you are faithful and just when I confess something to forgive and to cleanse from all unrighteousness. I receive forgiveness. I receive cleansing. I receive washing. I receive the righteousness of Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Lift your hands. Just in fact, begin to stand on your feet and begin to lift your hands. Let's thank the Lord. Let's praise the Lord.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation, in its entirety, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 4th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.